if you're ready to stand on the line, if you're ready to fight back and serve it to the criminals trying to enslave you and steal your wealth through monetary creation and exorbitant taxation, you're in the right place. Welcome back to another edition of the Prepper Recon Podcast. I've personally been buying gold and silver from JM Bullion for over 2 years. They offer the best prices over spot that I can find, and I've never had a problem with an order. If you're looking to trade in some of your fiat paper for real money, check out jmbullion.com today.
Hi, this is Kim Jong. Your country no good to make friend. Why turn off the internet? I was trying to watch interview on the YouTube.
And this is Vladimir Putin. What's happening for oil prices? Not so good for ruble. I'm hoping I don't find out you guys is involved.
Maybe you need go PrepperRecon.com. Check it out, supply store, in case somebody turn off your internet.
Or could be turning off your electricity. These things happen.
They have a so good everyday carry concealed carry sling with patches more cool than a Dennis Rodman.
And having MOLLE-compatible individual first aid kits with IBD, chest seal, quick clot, tourniquet, EMT shears, and much more. Even when I don't wear a shirt, I having IFAC from Prepper Recon with me.
So, go to PrepperRecon.com and click Store tab on the top of the home page.
While you still can.
Today's guest is the beautiful Coupon Prepper. Coupon Prepper was the first guest ever on the Prepper Recon podcast nearly 2 years ago. Coupon Prepper, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Now, are you still couponing? I mean, because everybody's got free Obamacare now, and there's not really any inflation. And, you know, with all that money that we don't have to spend on health insurance or health costs because we've got free Obamacare now, do you really still need to coupon?
Yes, I do. Personally, I still need to coupon, and I'm couponing every day, every week. Absolutely, yes, I need to coupon. I need to save money. Everything is so expensive in the store.
What, are you telling me that you think that there is inflation?
Yes. Yes, if you go to the grocery store and you look at the price of a loaf of bread, a can of coffee, and a gallon of milk, you will see immediately that there is inflation.
But didn't you save enough money with your free Obamacare to make up for that little bit of inflation?
Yeah, well, I don't have Obamacare, so.
Okay. I don't think most people do. Now, what are some good resources for people who are new at couponing?
Well, the thing they can do is what I did 2 years ago when I heard about couponing on a show on television. It really got my attention. And so I just went on the internet and I started Googling how to use coupons, in a store, etc. But now there's so many coupon sites where they will have a tab where they actually explain to you how to get started or how to start, and they will explain to you all the different language that they use for couponing, because it's all different terms and abbreviations, and unless you know what it is, you would not understand. So they can teach you all of that, and you just go, if you go on PrepperRecon.com and you click on Coupon Corner, you will have all those websites, and you go on there and you look at where they say how to get started, and they will explain all of this to you. But you can start gathering the coupons that you get in your mailbox, start getting the newspaper, and keep your coupons, and then go on the internet and look at all the YouTube videos about couponing and how to coupon, and then you will you can start understanding how it works. It's really not complicated. You just need to get familiar with it, because me, when I started, it was just a whole new world for me. So I had to get familiar with all of this, and you will quickly get it. And then it's always the same thing.
And then one of the things you were talking about, the different lingo that there is for coupons, is a store coupon and a manufacturer coupon. Can you just tell us briefly what's the difference between those two?
Yes. So a store coupon is issued by the store. So it could be the grocery store, the drugstore, whatever store you go to. And usually you can use that on the product that it's for. And most stores, you can also use a manufacturer coupon with it. The manufacturer coupon will be the coupon that is issued by the manufacturer. So let's say you're buying, Cheerios cereal. So General Mills put out coupons very often for their cereal. So you can use that one. But if you're a grocery store, if you go to Kroger or Publix or Food Lion, whatever, wherever you go, they might have also a coupon for that box of Cheerios. So you can use that also. It's just a way for stores to get you into the store to come and buy products there, you know. So the manufacturers do the same thing. But, of course, manufacturers, they have more money. They are big companies, so they always put out coupons, you know.
Now, what about a store that offers buy one, get one free deals? Obviously, you'd be able to use your manufacturer coupon and your store coupon on the item that you're purchasing. But what about that free item? Can you use it on the free item as well?
Well, most stores will allow you to do that, yes. So, but you need to find the coupon policy for the store that you go to. And it's very easy. You can just Google it on the internet, or you can go to that store website and maybe click on the search bar, and then you should be able to pull out their coupon policy and print it. Coupon policy are usually only on one page. It's not that difficult. And it's always the same rules for every store. And then you will just see if they allow this or not. Most stores do allow you to use a coupon on the one you're buying and the one you're getting free. Absolutely.
And then why are you telling us that we need to print that out? I mean, is there a problem that the cashier's not going to know what the coupon policy is? Or do you ever have instances where the cashiers are kind of making up a coupon policy, whatever they think that it should be?
Yes, because when I started couponing, I thought that everybody in the store was trained to read coupons and accept coupons and know what a coupon was. And I quickly found out that I would say 80% of the cashiers have no idea what is a coupon, act like they've never seen a coupon in their life. And better than that, they don't even know what the store coupon is, the coupon from the store where they work. So you just need to not argue with them. Don't waste your time. Just nicely ask to see the manager first, and then you just pull out your coupon policy and you just nicely point to them. Well, actually, in your corporate coupon policy, it says that I can use this coupon on this item, blah, 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 you know? And then really they cannot argue with you, because if they do, then you take their name and then you take it to corporate, you know? So you need to have your coupon policy with you at the beginning when you start couponing, and just have it, it's only one page, like I said, and just have it in your little coupon binder, your little coupon pocket, whatever you use to go to the store, and keep it with you. So this way you'd not wasting time arguing with this cashier who doesn't know and does not want to know, okay? And you don't have to argue with the manager, who most of the time doesn't even know what's going on either. So this way you can actually – I have a grocery store where I basically had to educate the whole all of the employees to what coupon and couponing was, and they actually learned from me because I was holding the coupon policy of the store that they're working in.
Very good. Now, what about gas cards? Are they worth the trouble?
Yes, they are. I mean, yes, they're worth it. You can just go to the store, you know, get your regular groceries, and just pick up the gas card that is part of the deal on that week. So most of the time, a lot of grocery stores do that. Many, many of them do that across the country. So they would say, well, if you buy $50 of groceries, you can get $10 off a gas card, a $50 gas card. So, of course, it's $10 off your gas or your groceries, either way you're looking at it. But now remember, it's if you buy $50 before all the other coupons are taken off. So let's say if you buy $50 of groceries and you have coupons for those items, you will give your gas card first. So you get all your items scanned, and then you give your gas card because you have $50 worth of groceries, and then you start giving all your other coupons. So even if your total comes down to $20, you're still able to get your gas card. And that too, you know, it's usually stated on the coupon policy, and it's also common sense. That's the way it should be, you know, so don't let any cashier tell you, no, because you need to have $50 after all the coupons. No, it doesn't work like that.
Now, one of the things that we use a lot for our long-term food storage is rice and beans, which are pretty cheap. You can usually get a 20-pound bag of rice for about $7, and a Walmart has 1-pound bags of beans for like $1. Sometimes you can get those on sale, or buy one, get one, or buy one, get one half off, or something like that. But you don't really see coupons on those things a lot because they're not really high-priced items. But that's a great way to sort of kickstart your long-term food storage. But now, what are some other good things that maybe would typically be a little bit pricier items that people can use to sort of build to that base of long-term storage food?
Well, but I just want to say, just like you said, you know, that rice and beans, you can still buy it when it's on sale, because when it's not on sale, it's not as cheap as it used to be with the inflation, you know, so it's good to wait that they go on sale, and then you just buy a bunch of it, and they come on sale very often. And so for the rest, with the coupons, you can buy pasta, soup, cereal, canned vegetables, crackers, cookies, pasta sauce, coffee, peanut butter, jelly, tuna, canned meat, all of those things that you need and you use every day. Anything that they would you would need to buy for hurricane season or snowstorm season, you would be able to buy with your coupon. And also pet food, you know, because if you have pets, you need to have food for them. So every kind of coffee and tea and cereal, all the different brands, I buy all kind of different brands. I buy whatever I want to try, whatever I like, and they have coupons for this. I mean, they even have, very often, they have coupons for sugar and flour and all those kind of things, you know.
And then also sometimes you'll get the coupons for the store. It'll be 5 off 50 or 5 off 30 or something like that. And even just rice and beans will help you bring up your total to get the 5 off the amount of the coupon.
Yes. Or if you need to get that, if you want to get that gas card deal and you don't really have $50 worth of groceries on your list, then just add some things like this, rice and beans, that you would need to build your stockpile. So you would always reach that total to either get your gas card or use your 5 of 50 coupon or 10 of 50 or whatever it is, you know.
What's the best place to find coupons?
Okay, I have to tell you, coupons are everywhere. If you open your eyes, you will see coupons everywhere. You can start with your mailbox. Every week, the mail carrier brings you some coupons, usually for your local stores and your local grocery store. So they bring you the circular, and they bring you additional coupons. For example, we get coupons for the hairdresser in our neighborhood, and they're very, very good coupons. So don't throw that away. Don't think it's junk mail. Just look at it and keep what you want, you know. And then also you can find coupons in the newspaper. So before you get a subscription, just go buy one or two different newspapers for your area or your county and see which one has the most coupon booklets in it, inserts it's called, or if one has more than the other one, or better coupons or higher value coupons than the other one, or maybe they both have the same inserts. In this case, maybe get a subscription for each of those different newspapers, because I will recommend to get a subscription for two papers, because if you want to do the buy one, get one free deal, since you can use coupons on both items, it's always good to have twice the amount of coupons if you can. So and then the newspaper, they always run special on the subscription, so you can really get the newspaper for $5 or $10 a year or something like that. If you have neighbors who get the newspaper and they don't really use coupons and they don't use all of their coupons, you should really try to get their coupons inserts when they they're finished with their newspaper, and this way you have more coupons. So you can do get the coupons in your mailbox, in the newspaper, and then of course you can go on coupons.com, which is the biggest coupon website out there. I think every month they put out 200 coupons about for everything: food, toiletries, pet food, everything that you can imagine. Then you also have coupons at the store, in the store circular. You look at it, it's not just to tell you what's on sale this week. They usually have coupons right there in the circular. And they, a lot of stores also have little booklets, little coupon booklets where they have their store coupons in it. And then when you go to the store, you look at the products. On the products, they have coupons that are called peelies. You just peel them off the product, and they're usually very high values. So you have coupons everywhere. And remember, coupons are always free. You know, I mean, the newspaper, yes, you have to buy the newspaper. But other than that, there are coupons everywhere. So you just need to open your eyes and start collecting them and just put them in a nice little binder or a little a lot of time we see people who coupon, they have those big, big, heavy binder. Personally, I've never done that. I always keep it in a small little coupon organizer because I just clip what I need for the week. And what I do is that I keep my newspaper insert. I tie them with a rubber band. I put the date on it that of when they came out. So you always put the Sunday date because, you know, they always when you see on the website when they list what item to what coupon to use, they would always say the date of the Sunday that they came out, even though sometimes you get your newspaper with the coupons on Saturday. So you just write the date, you know, February 1st, 2015, and you keep all those inserts from that weekend together, and then you just file them away. And you keep all the inserts for about 6 months, and then when they get older than 6 months, you just toss them away. So keep all your inserts. Don't do like me at the beginning. I would just look through the coupon inserts, and just I would, you know, clip what I thought I would use and then throw away the rest, and without knowing that the following week, a particular item will be on sale, and if I had the coupon, I could get it for free or very cheap. And they're usually very expensive items, and you think, oh, I can never bring the price down so much that it will be interesting for me to buy it, but actually you can. So just keep all of your coupons and just organize them, and then just clip as you go, and then you will go on the internet, and every week they on the websites they would tell you what to use for what sale, and then you just go and pull them out and clip them, and then you're good to go.
And then what are some of the websites that are going to tell you which coupon is going to be good at which store for which item, and which circular that the pile with the date on it that you had that coupon in? Where do you go to find that information?
All those websites are listed on Coupon Corner, on the coupon corner of PrepperRecon.com. So you go to PrepperRecon.com and you go look for the coupon corner tab, and you would have all the information there. And each website, they list all the different stores. Some of them are regional, and some websites are actually national. So they will give you all the different sites, different grocery stores, drug stores, office supply stores everywhere, and they will tell you what are the circular for the week, what's on sale, what coupon can you use with it, and where to find it. And like I said earlier, you have a certain lingo. So, for example, the coupon insert in the newspaper, they are called Red Plum, Smart Source, and PNG, which is a Procter & Gamble inserts. So, you know, for the Smart Source, they will say SS. They will give the date and the SS, and so you go to your Smart Source of that date, of that weekend, and you just look for your coupon, you know. So it's really easy, so you don't have to, you only clip what you need when you need. And just keep in mind that every store has different sales, circular. So, for example, some grocery store, their circular starts on Wednesday. It goes from Wednesday to Tuesday night. Some, it's like, you know, Thursday to Wednesday night. Drugstores are usually from Sunday to Saturday night. So you just need to keep that in mind. And also don't forget about the office supply stores. They have fantastic sales. And with coupons and reward program, you can get a lot of the things free or cheap. You can get very good coupons to bring down the price of your ink. And all the printing paper is free. I always get my paper free at Staples. It's very easy. You just buy it, and then you send in your receipt, but you do it over the internet, and then less than a month later, you receive a check for the amount that you spent. So they basically refund you for what you bought, and so at the end, it's free.
Do you ever hear people tell you that the stuff they get coupons for is never the stuff that they use? And what's your reply to those people?
I say that I tell them that maybe they didn't look hard enough, because there's coupons for absolutely everything. So if you're into junk food, you will find all the coupons that you want. If you're into organic, healthy food, you will find all the coupons that you want. There's coupon websites that are specifically for organic and natural and healthy foods. And by the way, those coupons are usually very, very high values. So if you combine them with the product that is on sale that week at Whole Foods or Fresh Market or Trader Joe's or wherever you go, you know, and you put, and usually they have store coupons too. So you can combine all of that, and you can really come out of the store with organic food for not much, you know. So there's actually coupons for everything, for baby items, baby food, everything. So I think that, unfortunately, people tend to think that it's only for junk food and things that are candies and sodas, but it's not. Personally, I buy a lot of very, very good things.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Katie Armor offers affordable body armor, including level 3 trauma plates made of AR-500 steel. They can endure multiple rounds from pistols and rifles up to 7.62 NATO. Their plates are available with Rhino Linings coatings to reduce spa. Go to katiearmor.com, that's CATIArmor.com today. You mentioned drugstores before. How does that work?
Okay, drugstores are probably the best way to buy, I would say, maybe half of what you need. All your toiletries, even grocery items you can buy at the drugstore at a very, very great price. I suggest that CVS and Rite Aid are the best drugstores to coupon. They have a very similar reward program. It works the same way. They call it differently, but it works with the card. And basically, you're buying something. So let's say you're buying a bottle of shampoo for $3 with the card. You need to scan your card so you can get the sale price. So your bottle of Pantene is $3. Now, you can... It's $3, and the store gives you back $2 rewards. So the rewards is actually, they print a little $2 reward, and it's actually like a $2 bill. So you can actually use it on your next transaction, and you can actually use it right away on the next transaction. You don't have to wait next time you come to the store or next week. You can just break up your transactions and just use it again. So now you're paying only $1 for your Pantene, but also Pantene has a dollar manufacturer coupon from either the internet or the newspaper. So you give your coupon. So at the end, it came out to be free. And most of the things at the dollar store are like that. I get most of my toiletries, I mean, everything that you can imagine, I get it, but almost for free all the time, every week. Every week I come home from CVS with bags and bags of things. I mean, I never spend more than $5, and I have, you know, anywhere between $60 and $100 worth of stuff every time. Walgreens is okay. They are more complicated, and they just... I mean, just like about a year ago, they started a new reward program which made things even more complicated. But if all you have near you is a Walgreens, I would say take the time to coupon there anyway, because you can get really good deals. It's just a little bit more difficult to understand, and they tend to be not always very, I find them to be not very honest with their promotion, because they will put something in their circular and then you try to get it and you never really get the reward, or it's not printing. So you just have to keep your eyes open with Walgreens. But you get things for free at Walgreens too, and you would get some good deals. Not as much as you would at CVS and Rite Aid. But again, you go on the internet and you find out how to coupon. You can just Google how to coupon at Walgreens, and then you will have videos of people who actually do it. They show you exactly how to do it. And so you have a better idea of what to do, and then you can go and practice. And you will make mistakes, it's okay, but you know, once you get better at it, then it's a breeze.
And how much money do you think you saved last year at CVS?
Well, actually, I know, because they print on your coupon. They keep track of everything you buy and how much you save and everything every quarter and every year. And so last year, in 2014, I saved a little bit over $4,000 at CVS.
That's fantastic. How much money did you have to spend to save that money? Now, I know that CVS has they have the extra care bucks, so you'll spend $5 and you'll get $5 back in extra care bucks. So counting that as a zero sum purchase, that because you rolled that money, you weren't actually out of pocket. How much money did you have to come out of your pocket in 2014 to save $4,000?
Okay, I don't know exactly, but I can tell you it cannot be more than $50.
Wow, you know, that's great.
Sometimes I have to pay for things, but I think it cannot add up to more than $50. And I mean, when you save $4,000, it's really, really good, you know. But like you said, their rewards program is called Extra Bucks. So you buy something and they give you back money. So, and then if you use coupons on top of that, then you come out free most of the time. I mean, and CVS, honestly, CVS is the best, because they give you store coupons. If you register with their email and you give them your address, your name, your email, they will send you coupons. And you just go to the store, you scan your card at the little kiosk machine that they have in the store, and you have coupons coming out every week. And most of the time, the coupons coincide with what's on sale that week. And if not, they're good for like 3 weeks. So you save them, and then the following week, you might be able to use them on the next sale that they have. So they're really, CVS, they're really pushing you to use your coupons, basically. They just want you to coupon and use their coupon, and they allow you to use manufacturer coupon on top of that. So CVS is really a fantastic place for a couponer, you know.
Now, yesterday you brought home 4 liters of mouthwash, so not little trial size bottles, full liter size bottles, the huge big family sizes, 4 of those.
A liter and a half.
Liter and a half, 4 liter and a half, so 6 liters altogether. You got 3 fancy shaving creams, Aveeno, I think it was, and a tube of toothpaste. I'm probably forgetting some stuff, so tell us what I'm forgetting, and then tell us what that would have cost with no coupons, and then tell us what you paid for it.
Okay, yesterday, yes, I saved around $65, and I spent $4 out of pocket.
All right. Well, you know,
most of the coupon I use were actually CVS coupon that they gave me, because what they do is that they track what you buy. So, for example, I'm always buying mouthwash, toothpaste, toothbrushes, because guess what? We have to brush our teeth at least twice a day, right? So those are things that we always use. So, so they keep track of what you buy, and they keep giving you coupons for those items. And then sometimes they will try to get you to buy something else. So they also give you coupons for things that you haven't bought before, but maybe you can try now that you have coupons. So it's really fantastic, you know.
And then yesterday you paid $4, which that's probably a lot for what you usually pay. A lot of people forget about all the personal items they buy on a weekly basis, stuff like soap and Advil, toothpaste, mouthwash. And lots of preppers are stocked up on food, but they neglect personal items. And you can pretty much find most of that stuff for free at the drugstore, can't you?
Yes. I mean, I don't need to be making my own soap and try to figure out how to make my own hair conditioner. I can just go get it for free at the drugstore. You can stockpile shampoo and soap. This doesn't really go bad, you know. Yes, I mean, we get absolutely everything, everything that you need, everything you need to keep clean and nice, razors. Razors are very expensive if you want a good razor with more than one blade, you know, something that would not make you bleed. They're at least $10. And if you coupon, you will get them free, and you will get them free just about every week or every other week. So those are really great items to keep and to have, you know, so you can always always look good and smell good.
And then since I started working from home, I certainly shave a lot less than I used to. But we've got tubs now of razors and things from your couponing. But that makes good barter stuff, doesn't it? And then there's been times where you've gotten just so much nail polish and so much makeup and stuff that it's probably more than you'll ever use. But it makes good barter items. And then it can also be donated to church. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. So you have to think about bartering items. Those are very good because they're high value. And also, it's nice also for me. I like to pick up for you know, my family needs. But if I really have a lot of coupons, and usually store coupons, you can get as many as you want. If I can get more food or more toiletries than I need, then I like to pick it up because then I can go and give it to my church or give it to people who need it. So it's always it's also a good way to, you know, to give to other people and think that other people are in need, you know. I think it's great. I mean, I buy only things that I need. I would never buy something, take it home, and then have to throw it away. So nothing goes to waste. Nothing ends up in the garbage. But I think it's nice to be able to, you know, to share with others. And for me, you know, the makeup and everything, I like to give to my friends and my girlfriends. And even for Christmas, you can make a few nice gifts here and there and with all the stuff that you can get. I think it's fun.
And now it sounds like you've perfected the art of building your stockpile for free, or at least without adding to your weekly budget. Did you get that good just right off the bat, or did it take a little time to perfect that skill?
Well, actually, I knew about coupons, like using a coupon here and there. I knew there were coupons in the newspaper, but I didn't know you could really use coupons on top of a promotion, on top of a reward and everything. So I had to learn all of that. It was really like a whole new world for me. So this took me a little time to figure out, but I mean like a month maybe or something like that. I went to practice and I made a few mistakes, but you know, I quickly learned. But what I was really amazed with is that how quickly I ended up having a stockpile. I mean, within 2 or 3 months, I ended up with at least 6 months worth of food already. So it goes very, very fast. I thought it would take me much longer to get a decent stockpile, and within 3 months, I had already, you know, a fantastic stockpile. So it goes very, very fast.
Now,
which is very encouraging, you know?
Yes. Now, being married to sort of an insane full-time prepper, did doing coupons, did that sort of give you something that you could be involved in the prepping thing in sort of in your own way?
Yes. Yes, because for me, I mean, it's like a hobby, but it's a hobby that makes my life easier and better. Because I end up buying things that I would never buy if I didn't have coupons. And it's a fun hobby. I think it's fun. I have fun finding my coupons, collecting my coupons, organizing my coupons, you know, matching the sales. I think it's fun. You know, I could be watching something on TV, just relaxing and just, you know, putting my coupons together at the same time, you know. So at the beginning, it's a little time consuming because you have to learn. But, you know, it's like how to learn how to play piano or to take a cooking class. It's no different. You're just learning a new skill. And that is a very useful skill. So it's worth the time, you know, that you spend. But after that, it's just easy. So every week, I would say I don't spend more than 2 hours a week couponing. That means, you know, getting my coupons ready and getting everything organized. I mean, sometimes it takes me only an hour. So, because, you know, it's like everything else. The more you do it, the better and faster you get at it, you know. So that's it.
So if none of the stuff, none of the crazy stuff in your husband's books ever comes true, worst case scenario, you got a nice stockpile of food, and when it's time to cook something, it's already there, and you don't have to make a special trip to the grocery store, and you saved a lot of money, right?
It has so many advantages. I cannot even imagine. It doesn't matter if you think it's the end of the world tomorrow or not. Yes, it's great to save money. It's great to have things on hand that, yes, you don't need to run to the store when you need something. You have everything there. And you can even, you know, give away if somebody needs. I mean, what's not to like? Really. And, you know, there's hurricane and snowstorm and natural disaster everywhere all the time. And everybody really needs a stockpile. So if you don't live in a big house, just a small apartment, you need a small stockpile. But everybody needs some kind of stockpile, you know. And even with your toiletries, I think it's ridiculous when people run out of soap or toothpaste and they got to run to the store and buy it full price or dental floss. Or, I mean, everything is so expensive. Every little thing that you need to use every day is very expensive. So you cannot, I mean, I cannot buy anything full price. It doesn't matter if I'm a millionaire, I would still be couponing, you know. Because to me, the coupons are so easy to get. I read somewhere that with all the coupons that are put out by manufacturers and store and all the coupons combined, not even 5% of them are redeemed. So that's really unbelievable. And yet they're everywhere. Coupons are everywhere for us to use. So why not?
Absolutely. Now, where can people go to learn a little bit more about couponing?
They can go on preparerecon.com and go to the coupon corner, and they will have all the information with all the different great coupon and couponing websites that are available, some of the best. And when they go on there, they will look for how to coupon, how to get started, so they can learn how to do and just take it from there, you know. And also listed, we have a few of the coupon printing sites, you know, like coupons.com, redplum.com, where you can just go ahead and clip the coupons that you want. When you clip coupons on the internet, most of the time you're allowed to have two prints per computer, which is perfect, because if you get a buy one, get one free deal, or a buy one, get 150% off or whatever, then this way you have two coupons.
And we've got really all of the coupon aggregate sites to cover the Southeast, or what's affectionately known as FEMA Region 4. But for the folks that are listening out there, if you know of a good coupon site in your area, email that to us, and we'd love to add that to the Prepper Recon Coupon Corner to just help everybody as much as we can to save money and build that stockpile and be ready for everything from a hurricane to the end of the world as we know it, right?
Yes, that's a good idea. Some of the sites listed there are actually for everywhere in the country. They are big sites, some of the most popular, so they can list all the stores everywhere in all the regions. But some, as you say, are more regional. But there is one, for example, that's listed is iHeart, like H-E-A-R-T, iHeart, CVS.com. And that person also does iHeart Kroger, iHeart Target, iHeart every store. So you can heart everystore.com and you will find what you want to. So yes, if you have other suggestions, that would be great.
Well, Coupon Prepper, thank you so much for taking time to come on the show today, and I certainly appreciate being married to a couponer that saves so much money for our family, and I really appreciate all of your hard work.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you so much.
In the post-apocalyptic thriller, American Exit Strategy by best-selling author Mark Goodwin, America is on the cusp of financial annihilation. Matt and Karen Bear face the challenges of Main Street during a full-scale financial meltdown. Government borrowing and monetary creation have reached their limits. When funds are no longer available for government programs, widespread civil unrest erupts across the country, Matt and Karen are forced to move to a more remote location, and their level of preparedness is revealed as being much less adequate than they believed prior to the crisis. American Exit Strategy uses survival fiction to take an in-depth look at the real-life politics and economics behind the issues that are likely to trigger a currency collapse. American Exit Strategy. Buy your copy in paperback, Kindle, or audio edition at Amazon.com today.